to pull the game right now. We're talking to head coach.
Thank you, AJ. Thanks for being here, and yeah, looking forward to a good game, hopefully.
Absolutely. They want your JV team to lit them up.
JV team had a really great season. They ended the year with 3 losses, and guys really improved throughout the year, and looking forward to those guys taking the next step and helping us with the varsity level next year.
Coach, both teams tonight, Tipton, Farrells, are playing the last final regular season game. You're currently 17-5, Coach. I tell you what, you got a good win, too, tonight at Newcastle. You beat an 11-year coach, Daniel Cox. He's a good one.
Yeah, Daniel does a great job at Newcastle, and that was a nice win for our program. This is kind of a conflicting week, right? We got Newcastle, that's really good. Tipton's fantastic, and then we got sectional next week, so we're trying to prepare for a sectional, meanwhile playing some really good opponents. So tonight's all about, you know, let's enjoy the moment, great opponent, great atmosphere, and really just worry about us. Let's try to get better in preparation for next week.
Coach, I got to believe that your players have definitely bought in to your style of play. I got to mention 48-22 in 3 years. Right here at LaPel, 29-18, as mentioned, 17-5 this season.
Yeah, we got a lot of great kids in our program, and that really goes all the way down once they start school, sixth grade, all the way up to our seniors right now. Lots of great kids, great families. And, yeah, you know, I'm in my second year, so everybody should be getting a little bit more comfortable with what our expectations are and what our standards are. And I love being here at LaPel. Our administration's great. So I'm glad our guys are getting some success this year to get the buy-off, the buy-in, the reward for buying into the program.
Coach, I got to mention, it's nice to have a balanced squad. You've got 3 seniors, 3 juniors, 5 sophomores, 2 freshmen. That's going to bode well for the future.
Yeah, it should. And we are counting on some of those sophomores to help us out here this year. You know, Luke Jones, the kid that flips signs back and forth between our JV and varsity team, Andrew Evelo, Tyler Cash, Quinn Wilkins, Devin Craig, both those latter two get varsity minutes exclusively. So, yeah, our program is young at some certain spots. And then, of course, we'll start 3 seniors.
You got Brody Judge, you got Bo, is it Bodie?
Bodie, yes.
And Brody.
That's correct, they're twins.
They're twins. Which one came out first?
I'm not sure which one the older one is. That's a good question. I've never asked.
Hey, when you watch them play, I get you 32%, both of them, from three-point land, and 37% for your team.
Yeah, both of those kids can do a lot of different things, and they scored at 3 different levels. You know, they can shoot at the 3, they can mid-range, or they can go into the post, Bodie more so than Brody. But, yeah, those two are a key part of our program and our team, and then we have some really, really nice pieces that go around. Devin Craig came off of a really nice game in Newcastle where he scored 17. So we've got kids that you've got to pick your poison. Do you want to take away Brody, and leave some others open, or are you going to take Brody or those others and maybe give Brody a chance to go? So it'll be interesting tonight.
There's last thing we'll mention, Class 2A, Sectional 40. You're going to play at Alexandria. There'll be 7 teams there. You're going to play the first night. It's going to be on a Wednesday. You're going to play 7:30 contest against the Wapahani Raiders.
Yeah, we drew Wapahani in the opening round game, and of course they're ranked number 3 in Class 2A according to Sagarin's, and that'll be a huge challenge. They're the big time heavy favorite over there, and we'll go there and try to battle and compete on Wednesday night in that second game and see if we can't try to steal one over at LX Sectional.
Wish you the best, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks, AJ. Great seeing you. Yeah, thank you.
We're going to walk this direction. That is Coach Kevin Cherry. Kevin Cherry, LaPel Bulldogs, gave us some time, put me in sports. We're thankful. What a quality gentleman. He's got a brother just the same quality gentleman. That's Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry worked 8 years at Hanson Heights. Did tremendous stuff. Keegan Cherry and Kevin Cherry. Keegan tells me when he's talking to his mom on the telephone, and Kevin's right there, and they're switching the phone back and forth. I mean, they're like the judges, Brody and Bodie. They are twins, and their mom can't tell the difference when they're talking on the phone. We'll set this down. We'll be right back. We're going to plug in. Okay, we're back. We'll see if my wife can give a sound check. She can hear background noise. She said she hears background noise, and we probably got a good interview with Coach Kevin Cherry, and that was very kind, the LaPel basketball coach. Both teams are out on the floor right now. We'll mention you probably understood that the AD contest was decided by LaPel this season. 14 minutes left here in the pregame.
talk a little bit about each school. Then we'll talk about a comparison, these two teams. Mention for the visiting team on the scoreboard, that's the Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils have a school enrollment of 454. They have a gym capacity back home, 3,050. We'll host the sectional. Sectional right there, sectional number 39 in class 2A. Their sectional. Tipton. Tipton Blue Devils are currently 21 wins, 1 loss. Their Titans, they're 14 wins, 7 losses. Hack Bruins, 11 wins, 2 losses. Eastern Comets, 11 wins, 2 losses. Wood Panthers, the opponent for Tipton in round 1. Wood Panthers, 7 wins, 14 losses. Addison Grant, the Argyles are 5 wins, 2 losses. Eastbrook. Brook, 5 wins, 15 losses. Mention the principal. Tipton High School is Mr. Craig Leach. Athletic director is Corey Fernung. Assistant AD and the middle school AD. He's also coach on staff. He's on the bench right now. That's Alex Weddle. And the athletic trainer for Tipton High School, Miss Burke. Tipton High School is located 19 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 6072. Dial them up by telephone at 765-757-4431. The web is TiptonAthletics.com for the colors blue and white. I'll mention they are in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference, we'll mention facts like this. We'll talk about the first four Hoosier Conference, how they finished up this season. Number one, Tipton Blue Devils, currently 21-1. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, number 2, 18-7. And Lake Indians, 16-6. They're at place and at fourth place this season. Tonight's Huskies, 9 wins, 12 losses. And again, we'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils are currently 21-1 on the season. They fell to Kokomo, a school. Mention they finished the division, that's the East Division at 3-0. Finished the Hoosier Conference Championship, defeated Lafayette Central Catholic over there. Now they got the win that gave them the right to win the Hoosier Conference Championship 2023-24. 22 games an average. The Blue Devils score 9.3 points. Defensively, they give up an average 1.1. The Blue Devils head coach, in year number 5 at Tipton, Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins at Tipton High School, he has wins, 34 losses. That's at Tipton. We'll also mention working in year number 43, his third year, Thursday, boys basketball coach, 582 wins, 393 losses, Coach Tip Hawkins, for all records. Now we'll talk a little bit about the LaSalle Bulldogs. The Bulldogs, they'll be the home team on the scoreboard tonight. The gym capacity right here, 1,001. School enrollment at 477, 23 more than the Blue Devils. As mentioned, the LaSalle Bulldogs are at 2A, sectional 40. There are 7 in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at Alexandria High School. In their sectional is Wapahani. Wapahani Raiders, they're 19 wins, 2 losses. LaSalle, the LaSalle Bulldogs are currently 15 wins, 5 losses. Alexandria, the Tigers, currently are 12 wins, 9 losses. Winchester, 12 wins, 10 losses. Grove Central, 8 wins, 14 losses. Sell, 6 wins, 10 losses. Muncie Burris, 4 wins, 15 losses. LaSalle High School. Principal is Mr. John B. Willis. Assistant principal, Mr. Matt Bowles. Athletic director is Mr. Bill Chase. Athletic secretary is Tina Perry. The athletic trainers are Kelsey McGrady and Kylie Vance. LaPel High School is located at 850 South 900 West, LaPel, Indiana, 46051. Dial them up by telephone, 765-534-3036. For the Cowboys, flat and Vegas gold. Perform in no conference. They are independent. If they choose not to be in a conference, they pick up their schedule. Mr. Bill Chase does a tremendous job, athletic director at LaPel High School. So the middle school. Mentioned right here tonight, we're going to play basketball on Jimmy Howell Court. Jimmy Howell Court, a tremendous guy. He coached right here at LaPel High School. He won the state. He was the coach that engineered the state titles for LaPel High School in 2005 and 2016. Jimmy Howell is retired. He is in the Hall of Fame of basketball, the state of Indiana right there at Newcastle. And presently he's helping his son coach at Zionsville. And we'll mention the LaPel Bulldogs are 17 wins, 5 losses. Mentioned they're independent, do not belong to a conference. We'll mention in 21 games. I take that back. We'll call it 22. 22 games, we'll mention average output for the Bulldogs, 57.3 offensively. Offensively, they give up an average 48.4. It looks like a pretty good even match tonight. Defensive column. Mention the head coach, Mr. Kevin Cherry. Kevin Cherry, 28 wins. Losses. In year number 2 at LaPel. Overall, 47 wins. I take that back. It's 48. 48 wins, 22 losses. In year number 3 as a varsity head basketball coach. And I got to mention on hand here tonight, Channel 40. Channel 40 game of the week. In LaPel, it's Howard Kelman. For Kelman, he's going to do the play-by-play. Channel 40. I'm familiar with Howard Kelman. He is the voice of the Indianapolis Indians. I talked to him a while ago. He said 28 years in county. 28 years. I got a lot of games. But Howard Kelman does not forget very much. His partner beside him tonight, there every week, that's Mr. Dave Nicholson. Dave Nicholson, tremendous coach. He's also in the Hall of Fame. Dave Nicholson, longtime Noblesville Miller's basketball coach. Or in fact, he did coach Sir Tony Etchison. Tony Etchison at Noblesville High School is the fourth all-time leading scorer right behind Scott Hafner. You know, Tony told me one time, Scott Hafner, he went pro from good guy, and a pretty good company to have for Tony Etchison. We'll mention a little bit about some comparisons here tonight. 5:09 left on the pregame. So we'll mention happening tonight as I adjust my phone here to get it to go never, as my wife will be back home in case she needs to text me. We're ready to go there. Comparison tonight. I got this out of Max Prep. Prep is a pretty good place to look. Prep is a division of CBS. Some wouldn't know that. Glad thing they do. And I will also mention JohnHarrell.net. JohnHarrell.net. 2 R's and 2 L's. Got that. You'll find out a lot. JohnHarrell.net. So we'll mention the Chips and Blue Devils. So of tonight, 21 wins, 1 loss, game win streak intact. We'll mention the LaPel Bulldogs. But tonight, 17 wins, 5 losses. The Blue Devils, as you know, 4 wins, the Hoosier Conference, they are conference champions. Bulldogs are independent. Home games. Games this season. Blue Devils at home are 10 wins, no losses. At home this year for the Bulldogs, 7 wins, just 1 loss. On the away schedule, Blue Devils are 8-1. Mentioned they were defeated by Kokomo at Kokomo. Full mention, the Bulldogs are 9 wins, 3 losses on the road. On a neutral setting, neutral site, the Blue Devils are 3 wins, no losses. So the Pale Bulldogs are 1 win, 1 loss. So Skips and Blue Devils have a 95% win percentage, and the Bulldogs have a 77%. Imagine 22 games. But you know the average quarter per quarter points scored by this Skipton. 2 games. First quarter, 5.3 points. Pell, 10.7 quarter. Second quarter, 17.8. Pell, second quarter, 13. And in the third quarter, they average 2.8 points. Pell Bulldogs, they average 10.9. Fourth quarter. The Blue Devils average 15 points per quarter. And the LaPel Bulldogs in the fourth quarter, they average 14.1. LaPel Bulldogs have been in 1 overtime game. It went 2 overtimes. 2 overtimes they went against Heritage Christian back on February the 6th. They got the win in 2 overtimes over Heritage Christian, 52-64. Talk about the team leaders. Team leaders for each team. Skip the Blue Devils, we'll talk about the points per game average. Skip the Blue Devils, that's Nolan Swan. He wears number 11. 20 points per game average. For LaPel, Brody, E.P. Judge, Jr. wears number 23. 17 points game average. Rebounds per game. Rebound per game average, Skipton, number 3, Grady Carpenter, 7.5 rebounds per game average for LaPel. Bodie, Brody's brother, twin brother, Bodie Judge, number 30, 6.1 rebounds per game average. And assists per game average, 3, Grady Carpenter for Skipton, 8.5 assists. Game, that's a lot. Devin Craig, sophomore, LaPel, wears number 1, 8.4 assists per game. For the steals department, Nolan Swan, number 11 for Tipton, 2.9 steals per game average. Quinn Wilkins was number 5 for LaPel, 8 steals per game average. Halftime, we'll talk about the Hoosier Conference. So we'll mention where each team is going to play. The Hoosier Conference coming up next week. We may have the national anthem here momentarily. 3 seconds left. The pregame clock. What? Channel 40, 2 hour left. For Kelman Nicholson. They got their box truck out there. Running the producer's show. And you can probably watch this game, Channel 40. Not sure if it's live. Be replayed, I do believe. Go to online and look up Channel 40. And then you'll find out. They're getting ready to have the national anthem. And it'll be basketball on a Thursday night. Thursday night basketball, I got to mention, their band is sounding marvelous. They make a lot of good, joyful noise. I'm sure we're going to hear them with the national anthem here in just a moment. Public address, giving some instructions for those on hand. And basketball on a Thursday night. Yes, I might have said Tuesday. Thursday night basketball, Chicken and LaPel. Could be a good one. I was going to wear the all blue. Down in the white. National anthem. Well done, National Anthem. Got a couple of tubas. They might be sousaphones. A lot of brass instruments, percussion. Lapel High School Band and the National Anthem. Go ahead and mention the starting lineup for tonight's contest. First, for the visiting Tipton Blue Devils. It's going to be number 3'6" junior, 18.3 points per game average, Grady Carpenter. Wearing number 5'6" junior, 6.1 points per game average, Sam Quigley. Wearing number 11'1" senior, 20.2 points per game average, Dylan Swan. Wearing number 12'6" senior, points per game average, Ryan Tracy. Wearing number 23, 6 foot senior, 13 points per game average, Jackson Money. The head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils, Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Now for the LaPel Bulldogs. I'll start like this. Wearing number 1, 6 foot 1 inch sophomore, 6.6 points game average, Evan Craig. Wearing number 3, 6 foot senior, 1.9 points per game average, Alan Jarrett. Wearing number 23, 6'3" junior, 17 points game average, Brody Edge. Wearing number 24, 6'3" senior, 4.1 points per game average, Nick Whitty. And wearing number 30, 6'4" junior, 15.9 points per game average, Cody Judge. Head coach for the LaPel Bulldogs is Mr. Kevin Cherry. Blue Devils and the LaPel Bulldogs finishing up the starting lineups right now with the LaPel Bulldogs. So pretty tall guys, got some height on the for tonight. 6'6" Grady Carpenter, junior for Tipton. He's going to jump it up center circle, and I'm guessing he's going to jump it up against Cody or Bodie Judge. We'll see. Bulldogs going to break up their huddle. Jump it up right now. It's going to be number 30, Bodie Judge, 6'4" junior. LaPel, 8 minutes on the game clock. 7:31 on the AT&T wristwatch. Comes the tip to the backcourt. Picked up by LaPel. Possession of the ballgame. They're walking across the timeline for 3, Talon Jarrett. Talon Jarrett will be guarded there by Sam Quigley. The right side of the basketball, Devin Craig. Pick out top 30, Bodie Judge. He'll dribble in, left side of the paint, he'll go up off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Bodie Judge, nothing contest. Blue Devils in the front court, first possession. Foul top, Jackson Money. Well behind the arc, he'll work at left side. I am Tracy. Tracy does it off a triple threat, he'll dish off. Nolan Swan's got a good haircut. The corner, Ryan Tracy. 3-point shot, rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, LaPel. Brody Judge was number 23. Front court with the basketball, Devin Craig. Working left side, give it up. The other ring, bring it back out top to Bodie Judge. Judge was number 30, working against him. Ryan Tracy going to drive the lane. Going to be a jump ball. Ryan Tracy locked him up as he jumped the paint to go up for a layup. Ian Tracy going to get the ball back for the Blue Devils. For the possession. They're bringing in from the backcourt. Grady Carpenter across the timeline at a shot pace. They work a right side outside the arc. Nolan Swan lost the handle, regathers it. Gets him in the front court challenge. Jarrett. Back to Quigley. Way out top. Being guarded there by Brody Judge. Throw shot. 2-point bucket good. Grady Carpenter. Jump shot at the free throw line. 2-2 ball game. 6:35 left. The pass across the timeline. Quiddy. They work a right side behind the arc. That's 30. Bodie Judge. Now get it back or reset the offense. Devin Craig. He'll get some instructions. Coach Cherry. He'll drive in baseline off the glass. Left-handed shot wouldn't go. The other direction, Jackson Money. Jackson Money will pass it out top. Skim quickly. Nolan Swan, well out top, being guarded by Jarrett. Over to the corner, Ryan Tracy. Covered up in a hurry by Bodie Judge. 6:05 on the game clock. Jackson Money. Corner, Ryan Tracy will bring it back out. Pedal dribble and take it out top. Nolan Swan. Swan being guarded by Jarrett. Going to be a reach-in foul. Going to be a hand check. Jarrett going to pick up the first foul in the ballgame. Callan, T-A-L-A-N, Callan Jarrett, set the first foul in the contest. Has won. LaPel has won here in the first quarter. Takes line drive. Nolan Swan back out top. Behind the arc, Jackson Money. Now, the Carpenter. Carpenter going to be guarded there by Nick Whitty. He'll dribble in, take a shot outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Devin Craig. You pass it up ahead. Slam dunk. At 23, Brody Judge, one down with authority. Left side off the glass, Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to shoot two. Held in the act of shooting. Side the glass, left-handed layup wouldn't go, but he got fouled. Whistle is foul on Devin Craig. Devin Craig has one. 4-2 contest, LaPel by two. Jackson Money, first shot is good. Jackson Money at the free throw stripe shooting 74% the season. Now 27 for 36. He'll get one more. Jackson Money ties the ball game at four. 3 left. We're in the first quarter. Give him the backcourt. Blue Devils going to provide pressure. Pressure in the backcourt. Devin Craig. Pass across the timeline to Whitty. Nick Whitty out top. Now he gives the ball up to Talon Jarrett. Gets him. Sam Quigley. So we're getting outside the arc. We're getting outside the paint to step in, shoot a two. Point shot wouldn't go. That was Brody Judge. Rebound Tipton. Carpenter. Get to the front court. Nolan Swan. He'd go baseline. He'd go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Got his own board. Couldn't get the second attempt. Found out there. 23, Brody Judge. Front court with the basketball. Now back out top. Devin Craig. Long three-point shot. It is good. Devin Craig. Sophomore. Point shot is good. Big on the season, shooting 35% behind the arc. They're working back in. They go off the glass. 2-point shot wouldn't go. Might have been a block shot looking for a foul. No foul called. Credit the block. Cody Judge. 4 contest. LaPel by 3. Fell in the front court with the basketball. 4.5 minutes left. First quarter. That was a carry. Thought that was a coming. Brody Judge kept his hand on top of the basketball. He's going to pick it up. Decided to go back down with it. Kept the ball underneath the hand. In the paint. Kick it back out. Talon Jarrett. 3-point shot behind the arc. Wouldn't go. Brody Judge. Rebound. Sam Quigley. Front court. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. Going to work it out top and give it up to Jackson Money. Money going to be guarded by Devin Craig. Right side behind the arc. Nolan Swan. Now Ian Tracy out top. Works the right side. Well behind the arc. Sam Quigley going to go baseline. He'll dish it off. 2-point shot, good. Right there at the baseline, that's a good pass. Sam Quigley and Ryan Tracy for two. 7-6 contest. Bulldogs by one. 3:38 left. That's backcourt Devin Craig. The frontcourt stolen. One by Ryan Tracy. Gets him. Sam Quigley. Quigley will dribble across the foul line. He'll dish it out. 3-point shot, good. By Nolan Swan, and the Blue Devils go up by two. 3:20 on the game clock. Going to bring it from the backcourt. Grady Carpenter going to provide pressure. Alan Jarrett across the timeline at a walk pace. Devin Craig. Back to Craig. He'll take another 3-point shot. Good. Devin Craig. Left elbow extended. Couple of steps. Find the arc. Shot for Craig. And 9 contests. Pell by one. Grady Carpenter going to drive it baseline. Except for the shot. It's going to be a foul call. They're going to call it on the floor. They call this foul on the floor. It's going to be whistled on 24, Nick Whitty. Nick Whitty going to pick up his first foul in the contest. Bulldogs have three in the quarter. Ball game for LaPel is number five, Quinn Wilkins. Quinn Wilkins leads in the steals department for LaPel. So we're going down low inside the paint to Tracy. Back out well behind the arc. Grady Carpenter is the corner. Ryan Tracy being picked up there by Bodie Judge. Behind arc, it'll be a three-point shot in the air. Rims out, wouldn't go. That was Grady Carpenter. Rebound fought for and picked up by Devin Craig. Going to dribble across the timeline. Bodie Judge, 6'4", junior. The dribble in the paint. Get back out. They'll drive the lane. Whitty. Whitty drives the lane. Couldn't get the shot to go. So the foul strike. He'll shoot two. The whistleless foul on Tipton. First foul in the contest by the Blue Devils. Whistled against Nolan Swan. He has one. At the free throw line, 24, Nick Whitty. He's working on those free throws. First shot up. We're off the mark when Joe, 2:28 left in the first quarter. In time contest, Pell by one. Line once again, Nick Whitty, second opportunity. Isaac flies it, second one is good. Back end of a two-shot foul. Bulldogs go up by two, 11-9. The timeline on the dribble pace is Grady Carpenter. Working against him is Nick Whitty. Working down left side. Nolan Swan, Ryan Tracy now back out top. Grady Carpenter, he'll dribble in behind the back dribble. Foul strike, he'll work it down low. Sam Wigley reverse layup, wouldn't go. Found LaPel, that's Devin Craig. Across the timeline on the dribble. Against him is Jackson Money. He'll bring it back out top. We set the offense. 1:58 left. Here in the first quarter, we're going to see Landon Seidel check in at the next dead ball. 11-9 contest. Step the dribble, works it out top. Going to have to work it down low. Whitty pass off the fingertips in the paint. Out of bounds. Along to Tipton. The ball game first time tonight is 21. Junior, he's 6'2". Landon Seidel. In a breather for the Blue Devils is number 5, Sam Quigley. 44 left. Bucket to the sideline, Grady Carpenter. Going to be guarded there by Nick Whitty. Looking left side behind the arc. Three-point shot, ready to go. Nolan Swan. Rebound secured by LaPel. Bodie Judge. Bring it to the sideline. Cross it. Devin Craig. The right side behind the arc. Whitty. Back out top. Bodie Judge. Back to Devin Craig. Cross-court skip pass. Behind the arc. That was Quinn Wilkins. Back out top. That's 23. Brody Judge. Behind the arc. Going to dribble in. I think a jump stop. Shot, good, left-handed floater for Quinn Wilkins. Averages 3.2 a game, 6-1 sophomore. In the front court of the basketball, Nolan Swan lost the handle, going to dig it down low. Step right there by Landon Seidel. Way out top, Jackson Money out left side on the dribble. Let's take a shot in the paint. Shot wouldn't go for Grady Carpenter. Thought he got brushed in the shot attempt. Looked like he got brushed. Foul outside the arc. Point shot in the air for Whitty. Wouldn't go. Ball caroms hard. It's safe from going out of bounds by Whitty. Take it back out. Devin Craig. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Tip out of bounds. Last touch. They're saying it was last touch by Tipton. 29 seconds left. First quarter, 13-9. Fell by four. Passes the backcourt. Craig. The sideline being guarded there by Jackson Money. They are foot for foot. 23 seconds left. Bounce it outside the arc. Bodie Judge. He'll work it down low. The Bodie Judge couldn't get the layup. Ball's on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it back. They'll keep it in the front court with LaPel. So they'll bring the ball in. Ride the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be brought in by LaPel. Devin Craig. Devin Craig will anchor the inbound. On camera right now, point blank with channel 40. Tossing in, tight. Oh, you'll retrieve it. That's Bodie Judge. 13 seconds left. Going to be a bounce pass stolen. In the paint, Nolan Swan. Takes it down low. Ryan Tracy goes up for the shot. 5 seconds left. Rebound. LaPel. Ball's loose. Shot at the buzzer. Go. That shot at the buzzer taken by LaPel. 30. Bodie Judge. That'll bring us to the close of the first quarter. In the first quarter of play, LaPel Bulldogs 13. The Blue Devils 9. So mentioned coverage. Blue Devil basketball. And Tipton County Sports can be found the weekly Wednesday printed edition and online at TiptonCountyTribune.com for updates on games, results. Follow the at symbol, Michelle_Garmin, X. That's at Michelle_Garmin on X, formerly known as Twitter. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Britt Fishers, BrittonFishers.com. 2 print storefronts, their dealerships, 1 in Fishers, Indiana at 8599 East 116th Street, 17-842-2228. That's 317-842-2228. Their second dealership along State Road 32, between Noblesville and Westfield. Dial them up there at 317-732-2232. And that's 773-232. And that's FritzFishers.com. I might have said it. Here's location. Their phone number is 317-842-2228. So Blue Devils going to end down the basketball ultra possession. Brought in by Sam Quigley. And we see the backcourt, Grady Carpenter, walking across the timeline, being guarded by Whitty. Pass at left side, Jackson Money behind the arc. Sam Quigley outside. The right side, Grady Carpenter. Side the arc, 3-point shot in the air, wouldn't go. So Swan took the three, now secured by LaPel. He gives the point guard, Devin Craig. He's going to walk it to the timeline. Have some instructions, guarding him loosely. 3 zone, that's Sam Quigley. They'll bounce it right side. Number 5, Quinn Wilkins. And outside right side back to Wilkins. Move it right side. Devin Craig. David Craig was a longtime trainer at Indiana Pacers. Outside the arc. 3-point shot good. Left elbow extended. Number 1, Devin Craig. Devin's going to bring it to the sideline. Next dead ball. We're going to see Gavin Hare. Ball game. Elbow shot. Side 3. 2-point shot. Ready to go. Jackson Money. Rebound, Devin Craig. 6-7 left here in the second quarter. 16-9. Fell by 7. We're going to back out top. Devin Craig, long. 3-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, 4-4. Whistle a foul on LaPel. Pretty near a 3-point shot of the A range. They're going to whistle a foul on LaPel. It's number 30. Cody Judge. He gets 6'4 junior. Picked up his first foul in the ballgame. That's the first foul here in the second quarter. Jed's going to take a breather. Ballgame for LaPel. We're going to see number 33, Matt Carpenter. Averages 5.7 a game for senior. Brought into the backcourt. Gavin Hare tosses it in. Gavin Hare, where's number 4? He's a senior. He's 6'2. Front court, Grady Carpenter. Out behind the arc, Sam Quigley. He'll dribble. Scout Nolan Swan, he'll dribble in, take a floater into paint. Good. 2-point bucket. Nolan Swan to lead to 5. 11. Blue Devils trailing by 5. 6:23 left here in the second quarter. Devin Craig out top. Works at right side. Brody Judge. The back and forth. Wilkins back to Judge. Now back to Devin Craig on the dribble. We're going to right side. 2-3 zone. Going to bring it way out top. Bring it left side, Brody Judge. Now back to Devin Craig. Thought about a three. Fence converges. They'll work it down low. Out off the glass, wouldn't go. Reverse layup attempt. By Matt Carpenter. Wouldn't go. He'll go to the foul stripe. They're going to whistle this foul on Tipton. And it's going to be the first foul on Tipton here in the second quarter. Shot wouldn't go. 3, Matt Carpenter. 4th senior, working on his free throw percentage. He is shooting 59%. two-point land, 53-90. Back out of the ballgame, taking a breather, is number 5, Quinn Wilkins. In the ballgame for LaPel, number 3, Talon Jarrett. Back a shot up, good. Back end of a two-shot foul for 33, Matt Carpenter. Get to the timeline, Gavin Hare. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. He'll work the right side behind the arc, Nolan Swan. Back out top, and Tracy. Tracy being guarded there by Carpenter. To the opposite corner baseline, Nolan Swan will dish off to Carpenter. Off the glass, couldn't get the bucket to go. They'll rebound out of there, LaPel to the front court. Brody Judge in the paint. I'll take that back. From the corner, Brody Judge. He's in the paint, Matt Carpenter. 2-15-11, LaPel by 8, spin group. Spin dribble at the free throw line, got the bucket. Nolan Swan, his dribbling exhibition. Spin move at the left elbow, he'll go in, get the bucket, he'll shoot one more. Going to whistle a foul on LaPel. LaPel evidently going to decide not to put the player and how many fouls he got back on the board. They did that in the first quarter. Sure hope they'll come back and get that. There we go. Foul's going to be whistled on Devin Craig. He had 2. Free throw line, Noah Swan trying for the 3-point play. Shot in the air, got it. 19-14, LaPel by 5. And Tracy going to take his first breather in the contest. In the ball game for Tipton, 21. He's a junior. And it's Fidel in a full court pressure. Ball brought in. Talon Jarrett. Pick it up in the backcourt. Double team. The pass across. Stolen. It's Fidel. Long 3-point shot. Nolan Swan couldn't get it. To the rebound there was Gavin Hare. Fans are going to say it was off Gavin. Give the ball back to LaPel. 5 and left. Here in the second quarter, 18-14, Pell by 5. Baseball pass to the front court to Carpenter. Dish off. Alan Jarrett on the dribble. Now back out top, way out top, Devin Craig. Devin Craig has some range. He'll take another long shot. 3-point land. Long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Long carom by Gavin Hare to the front court. To Carpenter. Spin move. He'll work it down low. The glass couldn't get it. It's Fidel trying to take the shot. Grady Carpenter looking for another assist. Who gets the bucket in the front court once again? 19-14. LaPel, Brody Judge on the dribble. Look at the left side in front of the Blue Devil bench. Talon Jarrett, cross-court skip pass. So we're going to down low to Carpenter. Carpenter in the paint. He'll go off the glass. He'll get the bucket. Carpenter for 2. Carpenter sporting the beard. Think Brody Judge also. And the beard. Here at LaPel High School. Off the handle, picked up by Nolan Swan. Get down low. And Spidell off the glass. Couldn't get the rebound. Got the rebound. Couldn't get the bucket. Top 3-point shot. Nolan Swan. Swan for 3. Point bucket. It's a 4-point ball game. LaPel 21-17. 3:57 left here in the second quarter. Brody Judge. Back out top. Alan Jarrett. He'll work the Bodie Judge. Free throw line, he'll dribble in. A floater in the paint, wouldn't get it. Sam Grady Carpenter. 44 left. In the front court, Carpenter. Down low. Reverse layup. Couldn't get it. Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to come up a little bit gimpy. Backcourt. Shot in the air. Good. 23, Brody Judge. Judge shoots 38%. Behind the arc. Edge. Season now 86 for 133. A top 3-point shot wouldn't go the other direction. You know, whistle a foul at the 10-second line. He'll be whistled on Shipton. Number 3, Grady Carpenter. He picked up his first foul here in the contest. Taking a breather for Shipton is number 4, Gavin Hare. Back in the ballgame is Ryan Tracy. Back in the ballgame for LaPel is number 5, Quinn Wilkins, 6'1 sophomore, 24, Nick Witte, 6'3 senior, brought in backcourt by Wilkins. Take with the basketball. Out top, Brody Judge. Judge being guarded there by Jackson Money. Around the perimeter, Brody Judge going to go baseline. Pass it back out behind arc. Witte, it's out of bounds, good hands there by Jackson Money. 1 left here in the second quarter. 24-17. Pell in front. Brought in the front court. He'll pass it to the back court. Wilkins, Evan Craig, you're across the timeline at a trot pace. The left side picked up there by Nolan Swan. Cross court skip pass. Number 5, Quinn Wilkins. Wilkins going to bring it back out top to Brody Judge. Back to Wilkins behind the arc. The corner with it. That's Whitty. Nick Whitty. Get back out. We'll reset the offense. Quinn Wilkins. Now Brody Judge. Back to Wilkins. Picked up there by Jackson Money. To the corner with it. Nick Whitty. Court to bring it back out. Devin Craig. Looking for a good shot. Taking some clock right here. Bell Bulldogs in the front court. 2:24 on the game clock. Corner. Nick Whitty. Pass it back out. Quinn Wilkins. Wilkins on the dribble. We're going to get him Jackson Money. Wilkins on the dribble. He'll pass it back out near the center line. One, Devin Craig. Craig picked up by Nolan Swan. Up his dribble. Works it to the 3-second line. Officially the point line. Now they work it back out. Brody Judge back to Devin Craig. Pedal dribble. Craig. They'll go to the corner with it. 3-point shot. Nick Whitty. I wouldn't go. Rebound. Ryan Tracy. Front court, Nolan Swan. 1:48 left here in the second quarter. We'll drive it to the baseline, pick it back up. Swan out to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the back pedal dribble. He'll reset the offense. We're going to give him Nick Whitty. Drive in off the paint. Take a paint shot, wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter hit the deck. He'll shoot two. They'll whistle his foul on 24, Nick Whitty. Nick Whitty, a 6'3 senior. He's going to pick up his second foul in the ball game. To Carpenter, he goes to the line. Carpenter shooting 62%. First shot is good. Carpenter is now 59-95 on the season. Back in the ball game for LaPel. 53, Jackson Money. And also, I take it back, 33, Matt Carpenter. And out top is number 3, Callum Jarrett. Good shot up, rims around, and falls in. Play role for Grady Carpenter. Timeout called. Coach Cliff Hawkins. Hawkins is going to call the timeout. It's going to be a 30-second. We're making this game is in parts. Brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear. 321. Real estate agent. Real estate broker. You're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent. Look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. More than 20-plus years. And you can let Lisa list, or you can let Lisa look for your next financial or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. Brought in from the backcourt. Evan Craig, we'll bring it in. Talon Jarrett. Have a little conversation on the way. Talon Jarrett's going to walk across the timeline. Bounce pass out top of the circle to Brody Judge. Back to Craig. They'll work it down low off the glass. That's 33, Matt Carpenter. It looked like he wanted to dunk it. He was there. Had to lay it up. 26-19. LaPel by 7. And 10 left here in the second quarter. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. It's Jackson Money. The other direction. Not going coast to coast. Going to call an offensive foul. Brody Judge. He bound the basketball. He was in the paint. So coast to coast. Setting up the draw charge. Does Nolan Swan. Brody Judge going to pick up his second foul in the contest. He'll take a breather in the ball game. For Brody Judge is number 5, Quinn Wilkins. 1 minute left. Not moving. Grady Carpenter going to walk through the sideline and pass it. Court behind the arc. Action Money. Out top, Nolan Swan picked up by Craig. Spin move outside the paint. Out top, Landon Spidell to the corner. And Tracy. 3-point shot, rims off, rebound. Kill. Top, Nolan Swan couldn't get the bucket. 3-point land. Rebound, Carpenter. They get it up ahead. 4-point shot to go for Devin Craig. 32 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court. From Swan. Down low, that's Grady Carpenter, the assist, works it down low in the paint to Ryan Tracy. 26-21, 20 seconds left to pass. Going to bring it across the timeline, Talon Jarrett. He'll pass it right side behind the arc. Brody Judge back to Jarrett. 8 seconds left to the court. Quinn Wilkins. seconds. Bounce jump pass to Brody. He was dribble in. Go to the corner and no shot was got over. No, couldn't get the shot away. And Wilkins hit the shot after the buzzer. Baseline jumper would have been two. We're going to go to halftime. 5-point ball game. 26-21. Fell in front of Gibson. Also mentioned this game is in part brought to you by King's Auto Parts. Auto Parts, that's Car Quest. Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46024. They are at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. Our team members at CarQuest Auto Parts, Cicero, and you can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero. Name is also in part being brought to you, the Floor Store. Floor Store at the east edge of Tipton. Stop by and look around. Their showroom may leave you speechless. You can find that shopping online isn't really necessary, especially when excellence is required. Our Chest East, State Road 28, just beyond the car dealership. They're located at 1003. Jefferson Street. And yes, Jefferson Street, State Road 28. Same road, a different name. That's Tipton, Indiana. That's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan. They'll lend you a hand. They can. And they'll also support your choices along with your decisions. That's the Floor Store, Tipton. Reach them by phone at 765-675-2230. Again, 765-675-3230. Also bringing you tonight's contest, Hope Jewelers. Jewelers there in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. You stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street in Indiana. 6072. Reach them by telephone at 765-675-9720. That number is 765-675-9720 at Hope Jewelers. Open daily, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Open on Saturday, 9:30 to 2. And they're introducing the LaPel girls basketball team. They had a good season. Evidently, talk about the Hoosier Conference and sectional opponents coming up next week. Next week for boys basketball. Talk about the East Division. There are four teams in the East Division. This week it'll start up like this. Tuesday, February 27th. Tipton High School, Class 2A, Sectional 39. Blue Devils. One game. There'll be one game on Tuesday, period. There'll not be two. Tipton will go against the Elwood Panthers. The winner of that contest will come back Friday night, March the 1st, a 6 p.m. ball game to go against Eastern Comets. And Comets got the bye. And we'll also mention on Friday, up next Friday, the first round bye is Hamilton Heights drew the bye. Play on Friday night. They'll play the 6 o'clock game. They'll play either Centerville or Yorktown. Phil and Yorktown will play them Tuesday night, I do believe, and they're going to play it. Winner will play Hamilton Heights. That's Mr. Hamilton Heights drew the bye. That's Class 3A, Sectional 24. That sectional going to be played at Newcastle Hilton Heights on Friday night will either play Centerville or Yorktown. That'll be a 6 o'clock ball game. Then, Tuesday, February 27th, Western Panthers will play 7 o'clock. There'll be just one game that night. They'll go against Twin Lakes Indians. That'll be a Class 3A Sectional 22 contest. That sectional will be played at Frankfort High School. The winner of the Western Twin Lakes contest will play on Friday night. They'll go against North Montgomery. That'll be March the 1st. They'll play at 6 o'clock at Frankfort. And the fourth team, the East Division, that's the Northwestern Tigers, they also drew a bye in Sectional 23, Class 3A. And as we'll mention, they'll play Friday night on March the 1st. They'll either play winner, they'll play the winner of Mississinewa or Belmont. Exceptional going to be played at Mississinewa. And that Mississinewa-Belmont game will happen on Tuesday the 27th. The winner of the Mississinewa-Belmont game will play Northwestern on Friday night, the 1st of March, at 6 o'clock p.m. And now we'll talk about the West Division. Five teams in the West will mention Tuesday night. So these are Twin Lakes Indians. Twin Lakes Indians at 7 o'clock, just one game on Tuesday. Go against the Western Panthers. We already heard that in the East Division. We'll say it once again. Twin Lakes Indians going to play against the Western Panthers at Frankfort High School. That's Class 3A, Sectional 22. And as we'll mention, the winner of that game will come back and play on Friday night, the first 6 o'clock game versus North Montgomery. Okay, and then we'll talk about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights will play on Tuesday, February 27th. 6 o'clock ball game, they'll go against the Speaker Patriots. Class 2A, Sectional 38. That sectional will take place at Lafayette Central Catholic. The winner of the Central Catholic Speaker game on the 27th at 6 o'clock come back on Friday night. First the first, the game at 6 o'clock, and they'll play the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Prairie Gophers having a tremendous season. They are right. Sure. We'll also mention team. Talk about the third team. Day night, February 28th, 6 o'clock ball game, West Lafayette Red Devils. Devils going to go against the Fenton Central Bison. That game will be a 6 o'clock game at Frankfort. And could be Class 3A, Sectional 22. That is the third and fourth team. That's Lafayette. Red Devils and the Fenton Central Bison are both in the Hoosier Conference West Division. So we'll mention the winner of that game will play either Frankfort or Rensselaer Central. That's a team out of the West. And that game will happen on Friday night, the 1st, at 7:30. So that game will be a 7:30 ball game. And I will also mention final game, 15, Wednesday, the 28th of February, 7:30 ball game. And it's going to be Rensselaer Central Bombers and Frankfort Hot Dogs. Frankfort Hot Dogs, Rensselaer Central Bombers. The winner will play the winner of Benton Central, West Lafayette. That's a Frankfort sectional, Class 3A sectional, 22. So 1:50 left here in the intermission. I wrote down some stats right here. I got the National High School Boys Basketball stat leaders. Get through what I can. Number one in the nation. Someone by the name of Grayson Rigdon. Grayson Rigdon, he's a junior. 46.8 points per game average. He's 5'10", and he's been 180. 18 ball games this year. From Benjamin, Texas, Benjamin Mustang, 19-1. Conference is 12-0. Tom should say this season, this nation, That's Chris Davis Jr. He's a junior. 42.1 points per game average. 6'5" in 15 games. He's 2.1. He's from Sun Prairie West. That's in Wisconsin. Number three is Javen Poindexter. Javen Poindexter, he's a senior. 38.2 points game average. He's from Red Level, Alabama. That's in 21 ball games. He's 6'2", 165. And also mentioned at number four, Jason Crow. Junior, he's a sophomore, 37.4. 29 games this season, that's a lot of games. Linwood, California, 6'3", 165. And at number five, so far this season, nationally, 19 games, Ryan Moshe. Ryan Moshe, a junior, 37.1 points per game, average 150 from Chittenango, New York. Ball brought in. Rappel Bulldogs, second half, alternate possession error. And outside the paint, work it down low. Baseline, nearly a steal. Noah Swan got a hand on it. Bring it in. Going to go out of bounds, going to still belong to Pell to the bucket on the baseline. Can be brought in by Craig. And Craig going to toss it in. Be Judge. They're working down low. Bodie Judge in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. When they get the rebound, Carpenter averaging 7.5 boards. Game. In the front court, Jackson Money. Now Nolan Swan. Carpenter back to Nolan. He'll take a three. Point shot rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Whitty. Whitty on the rebound. He'll get it to point guard, Devin Craig. You know, walking across the timeline, Jackson Money to provide the defense. Out top of the basketball, moving the basketball, Callum Jarrett. Up top, Nick Whitty. Behind the arc, right side, Devin Craig. Back out top, Brody Judge. Working against him, Grady Carpenter. Good matchup right there. They're working out top. They're going to call foul. Call foul on Jackson Money. Wasn't a whole lot. Looks like a little bit of a help there. Calling the foul was Devin Craig. Got the foul call. Jackson Money has one. Toss in. Front court. Bounce pass. Outside. Already going to go baseline. Bodie Judge. Going to go off the glass. Going to get the bucket. Whistle foul. Hey, Sam Quigley. Quigley in disbelief. But there with the foul. He's going to shoot one more. He got the bucket. The Judge. 28-21. And lapel by seven. The Judge going to shoot one. He's shooting 70%. On the way, got it. Bodie Judge. He's now 58-83 from the foul stripe. Front court. Crossing the sideline, Grady Carpenter. Against him is Nick Whitty. He'll dribble in, bring it back out. 6:50 left. Third quarter. Second half at LaPel High School. Outside the arc. Three-point shot. Good. Nolan Swan for three. Left elbow extended. 29-24. 8-point advantage. LaPel. Across the timeline with the basketball. Look at left side. Dictionary dribble in the center circle. Talon Jarrett picked up immediately by Sam Quigley. Back owner to bouncing in. Throw left side to the corner. Be Judge. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Back out. From a second possession in the front court. And the arc. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go for Bodie Judge. Rebound. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter to the front court in a hurry. He sees the pass in the paint. He'll take a shot, wouldn't go. Ball came back down. Grady trying to handle it. Couldn't get it handled. Goes out of bounds. Going to belong to LaPel. So one left. 29-24. Third quarter at LaPel High School. Across the timeline. The basketball. Challenge Jarrett. Back to Cody. Now back to Jarrett. Outside the arc. Work at right side. Devin Craig. Pulling shot. Rims out long. Rebound. Nolan Swan. He'll bring it to the timeline. At 42 left. Nolan Swan going to dribble in. Side the paint. He'll take a jumper. Wouldn't go. Found Devin Craig for LaPel. 29-24. 33 left here in the third. We're going to see Landon Spidell at the next dead ball. He'll check in. Side the arc. We're going to elbow left side. To the corner. Devin Craig. Point shot. Good. Devin Craig for three. Craig on the season shooting 35% behind the arc. To the front court. Nolan Swan on the dribble. Left side, he's going to take a floater off the glass. It'll say the foul took place prior to. Call the foul out near the elbow for Steph Moore. Left-handed layup went good off the glass. So it's going to be a out-of-bounds play in the ballgame for Tipton. As mentioned, it's 21. Landon Fidel taking a breather. It's 12. Hanging Tracy going to be brought in by the bucket on the baseline. Grady Carpenter going to get it in. Going to toss it in. Up in the front court, Sam Quigley. Bo 8 left. Going to dribble in to Jackson Money. Payne will go off the glass. 2-point shot good. Jackson Money got the trees off of their feet. Went back up and got the bucket. 32-26. Pressure in the backcourt. Pass to the front court, Brody Judd. Now back out to Bodie. Cross-court pass. Allen on Jared. He'll dribble to the corner and hand off. Get down low in the paint. Brody Judge off the glass. 2-point bucket for Judge. 4-26, an 8-point advantage. Bell going to dribble in. Central line kicks it back out. Nolan Swan back to Sam Quigley. He's going to go work it back around. Lane is five down now out top. Jackson Money going to hit the cutter. Driving the lane, Grady Carpenter. Cutter in the paint wouldn't go. Paddled around and came on out the other direction, Devin Craig. Look at elbow left side, Bodie Judge. The handle stolen. Jackson Money going to go the distance. Off the glass, 2-point bucket. Jackson Money, still and coast to coast. 4 minutes left, halfway through the third quarter. 4-28, LaPel by 6 in the front court with the basketball. Stutter dribble, he go baseline. One-handed floater, rims off when he go for Jarrett. Rebound, Nick Whitty for LaPel. Well, back the other direction, he'll give it up. Brody Judge, they're going to whistle a foul. Whistle a foul on Tipton. He'll be whistled on number 12, Ryan Tracy. And Tracy, well, I think he told the number backwards. It's actually going to be 21, Landon Spidell. So you read left to right. He gave us left to right, different guy. That's okay. He judged 2 shots at the strike. First shot is good. 3:44 left. 5:28 is a good football score. Taking a breather right now is Sam Quigley. Back in the ballgame, Ryan Tracy. So Brody Judge going to have one more. Brody Judge on the season shooting 77%. The shot is good. He's now 48-62. 36-28. Hell, by 6. I take that back by 8. Meyer, 34 on the game clock. Throw line jumper, Jackson Money. The round fell off. When go, rebound, Bodie Judge. Outlet, Nick Whitty. Now back to Talon Jarrett. Jarrett crossing the timeline, 3:20 left. We're going to right side behind Art Brody Judge. He'll bring it back around. Top Bodie. Left side, Talon Jarrett. He's going to dribble in the paint. He'll take a shot off the glass. Couldn't get the shot to go. So whistle a foul, Jackson Money. Jackson going to pick up the foul. That's going to be the fourth foul here in the quarter on Tipton. 3:11 left. Jackson Money has 2. The free throw line, number 3, Talon Jarrett, shooting 75%. First shot up, off, wouldn't go. Got a sub going to check in. He's coming in for the shooter on Jarrett. See Quinn Wilkins here in a moment. He makes the shot. We'll see him earlier than later. Second shot is good. So we got the back end of a 2-shot foul on Jarrett. Now 8-for-10 on the season, climbing that average from 75 to 80. Ball brought in, backcourt, Jackson Money. 10 left. Picked up by Grady Carpenter. Across the sideline, bounce pass. Left side, Nolan Swan, he'll dribble in. Payne will take a 14-footer. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Quinn Wilkins. Fell. So this is off guard, Devin Craig. Craig is across the timeline. Pass it right side. The basketball, Brody Judge. To go baseline. Take a jumper, well outside the paint. 2-point bucket, good. Brody Judge. 39.8 contest. LaPel by 11. Now, Tipton. 47 left in the third quarter. Catching this game is in part being brought to you. Jim Dandy Restaurant. Jim Dandy, good food, friends, good times. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot, Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team leading on the scoreboard. In Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward to making each visit like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, friends, good times are not far away. The Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. Jim Dandy Restaurant in Noblesville. First Horn Sounds. LaPel High School. Sit in LaPel. Annual event. This one here at LaPel. Second Horn. 2:47 left. 39-28. Fell by 11. Double-digit lead in the ball game for either team. We brought in backcourt. Jackson Money, let's toss it in. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to be picked up at the center court line by Nick Witte. Pushing the center court and working right there left side. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan out top. Send the basketball back pedal dribble. Just guarded there by Brody Judge. He's going to dribble in. Sign and bring it back out. Grady Carpenter. Bring the back his way down into paint. A shot off, he didn't use the glass, got the bucket. In the paint, about a 7-footer, good for Grady Carpenter. The lead to 9, 39-30, 2:15 left. Jump pass, nearly stolen. Devin Craig to the corner, Brody Judge. One shot, rims out short. Down Jackson Money. It's off Grady Carpenter. Low Jackson Money, 2-point bucket, good in the paint. Credit the assist to Grady Carpenter. 55 left. Second quarter. Front court with the basketball. Talon Jarrett. Lost the handle. Picked up by Nolan Swan. The back, that was Quinn Wilkins. By Swan. 3-point shot out top. Wouldn't get it. Back out. Nolan Swan. Now Jackson Money. Dribble in. Around jumper. Gets outside the paint. Couldn't get it. Rebound. LaPel. Going to whistle a reach-in foul. And that's going to put LaPel at the feet. Throw line on Tipton. They don't quite know yet. They're going to bring it in from the backcourt, but they're not. And they're going to shoot shots. They're going to shoot the two shots, and the officials are going to check with the bench here, and the official scorer lady is going to let him know. All three officials needed some help there. They're going to shoot two. It's going to be the LaPel Bulldogs at the foul stripe. 53 left. And Wilkins is going to go back in the ballgame. And I'm going to just wait a moment because Quinn Wilkins was the gentleman who was fouled. So they had made the switch. Talon Jarrett, he comes out of the ballgame. He gets the scores bench. He'll check in momentarily. Handed free throw shooter, Quinn Wilkins. First shot up and good. Now above the set on the season, they'll get one more. And in the ballgame right now for LaPel is number 33, Matt Carpenter, taking an extended quarter break. Kevin Cherry, number 30, Bodie Judge. And Wilkins, second shot up, also good. So he'll take a breather. Entering the ballgame for him is number 3, Alan Jarrett. 33 left here in the third quarter. 1:32. Blue Devils crossing the timeline, trailing by 9. Going to work it down low. Going to be a kick. And Craig going to try to defend the bounce pass with the foot, and they call it out of bounds. It's a kick. It's intentional kick. If it had been deemed as unintentional, they just keep playing. So bring in Ryder Bucket on the baseline. Toss in, Nolan Swan. Immediate 3-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. The back, no call. Ball goes out of bounds, and then Brody Judge knocks it out of bounds, but they'll bring it in. Blue Devils, 1:20, minute 20 seconds left. Then by Carpenter, it's tossed in behind the arc. They drip back to Jackson Money, they'll get it into Grady, and Grady's going to take a shot. He'll get fouled. Shoot two. 15 left. They're going to whistle this foul on 24, Gritty. We're going to see Gavin Hare check back in here in just a moment. Shot for Grady, rims off, wouldn't go. Gavin Hare's going to enter the ball game. Taking a breather is Landon Fidel. Grady Carpenter going to have one more. 1:17 left. Bodie Judge wants to check in. Shot goes in. Bodie Judge will enter the game once again. He will not get the extended quarter break. 17 left. Taking a breather is Nick Whitty. LaPel will be brought in backcourt. Dribble, Catlin Jarrett. Back to Devin Craig. Pass to the front court, stolen. I know it's one. He'll push it up ahead. The Grady Carpenter will be a foul whistle. Then Devin Craig, only one back for defense. He did throw the ball away. Back for defense. That's the only thing he could do is commit the foul. But it looked like he tried to get a blocked shot. It was a clean foul. 1:07 left. Third quarter, 41-33. Shot, Grady Carpenter is good. 41-34, Pell by 7. 1:07 left, we're in the third quarter. By foul Tipton, second shot up and good. He got both of them, 41-35. Tipton has committed three fouls. I think they're back. The Bulldogs committed three fouls. Tipton has LaPel at the line. Dribble in the front court. Talon Jarrett. He's going to hit double team. He'll pass out of it. Stolen. Stolen by Nolan Swan. A floater in the paint. Got the bucket. 1:37. A point ball game. Blue Devils defending in the backcourt. 3 seconds left. Pass across the timeline. Dribble across. Devin Craig. Talon Jarrett. Working outside. He'll drive baseline. Bodie Judge. Back to Bodie. In the paint. Around jumper, he'll get it off the glass. Cody Judge for 2. 5 seconds left, 43. Fell by 6. Dribble in. Shot off the mark. Looks like a foul wasn't called there. It went back the other direction. The Judge outside the paint picked up the basketball. Turnaround jumper wouldn't go. Found Tipton. The Swan to the front court. Little Swan behind the back dribble. He'll dribble in. He'll take a floater. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound, LaPel, Carpenter, and that is complete. A third quarter of play. Pretty loud area right here. A lot of fans on hand. And 43-37, fell by 6 at the end of three quarters. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Powers, Septic, and Sewer. Where Septic and Sewer is a family-owned business in Hamilton County since the year 2000. What started as a father and son business now grown to a three-generation business. They pump residential and commercial to increase traffic, servicing Hamilton County and surrounding counties. You can give them a call at 317-339-9327. And that's 317-339-327. We'll also mention the Hope Clinic. Hope Clinic, Hamilton County Health Department are offering a free mobile health screening being marked tonight, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. That'll be at 270 West Jackson Street, Cicero. Walk-ins are welcome. Blood pressure, cholesterol, HIV testing, blood sugar, hepatitis C. Hop in if you need help right there, the Hope Clinic. It's the ninth in Cicero. Brought in for a possession arrow. In the front court, Jackson Money on the dribble. 7:53 on the game clock. And an elbow. Right side, Grady Carpenter. Back his way in. Outside the paint, he'll take a shot off the glass. Couldn't get it. The LaPel folks thinking that was a foul whistle, and they're not going to call it. So Grady Carpenter is going to take 2 with the foul stripe. The foul's going to be whistled on number 30, Bodie Judge. First shot, Grady Carpenter, good. 38, 5-point advantage. LaPel, 7:45 left. That's begun the fourth quarter. Out up in the air, got both of them. Grady Carpenter in the ball game for Tipton is number 5, Ken Quigley. In a breather is number 4, Evan Hare. Ball brought in backcourt. Then Salen Jarrett, now back to Devin Craig, back to Jarrett to break the press. Pass to the front court, Bodie Judge. Front court, he'll dish it back off. Devin Craig. Top, Bodie Judge. Back to Jarrett. Jarrett's going to dribble. We're going to get him. Sam Quigley. A whistle, a loose foul right there. We're going to whistle this on Sam Quigley. Quigley going to pick up his second foul in the ballgame. One foul each way here in the fourth quarter. 26 left brought in from the baseline. Toss it in. Talon Jarrett going to bring it back out top. What a double team. It skips away. Stolen. Tipton off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. That was first shot taken by Jackson Money. The tip-in was good by 12, Ryan Tracy. 43-41. A steal. It's a 10-second line. A tie ball game. Tie ball game. Tipton steal in the bucket in the paint. Brady Carpenter, 43-43. Nick Whitty. Whitty is going to check in. A 60-second timeout called by LaPell. 10:02 left. A lot of game left to play here tonight. So making this game is in part brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. Varsity Sports. Year 2008. PC support education based school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. The ex-Central Catholic Knights baseball. Two state titles back to back. 2 years. Ball in the fall. Then Blue Devil football. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil basketball. Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies basketball. The Huskies had a tremendous season. 24-3. Tipped to semi-state. Couldn't get the win. Two regional titles to back after 2 years. The first horn sounds, 7:02 left in the fourth quarter. We're in regulation. 43-43. Ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt. We'll be brought in by Brody. Brody says, number 23. You're going to toss it in to Talon Jarrett. Back to Brody. And work the weave back and forth, Brody Jarrett. And we're back to Talon. Against the Nick Whitty. It skips away and Nick Whitty comes up with it. He goes dribble in. Take a shot off the glass. Couldn't get the shot to go. Looks like the official waited to see if the shot went in. It did not. He called a foul. The whistle is foul on for 11. It'll be Nolan Swan. He'll pick up his second ball game. 6:50 left. Nick Whitty. Foul strike for LaPell. First shot up, long off the rim, wouldn't go. 43-43, Tipton with two fouls here in the quarter. Pell with one. We're going to have one more. He's working on that free throw percentage. Bodie Judge working on his shoelaces. Seems good. The bounce pass from the official. Quitty, second shot at the strike. The shot is good. He breaks the tie. 44-43. LaPell by one. Devils ran into the backcourt. Jackson Money going to cross the timeline. Calling out some instructions. They're working left side well behind the arc. They'll bounce it down low. Outside the paint, Grady Carpenter. Work it back in. They'll get it off the glass. That was Ryan Tracy. He gets the bucket. Rebound ready. The whistle of foul. The rebound. We're going to whistle a foul on Sam Quigley. Quigley going to pick up his third foul in the contest. The third foul here in the fourth quarter on Tipton. Pell with one. Judge back and forth. Devin Craig now back to Talon. Well, Jarrett pass across the timeline to Whitty. Back to Devin Craig. Back pedal dribble, double team. To Jarrett. Right side behind the arc. Brody Judge. 3-point shot good. Front of the LaPell bench. 47-43. 6:08 left in the paint. I wouldn't go. Brady Carpenter on his own board. Back up to take the shot. Got fouled. And he'll shoot two. Say what? The paint is loaded. Paint's loaded. 6'4", 6'6", 3. Can all jump out of the gym. For those guys I just mentioned, can put it down. We already saw Brady Judge put one down the first half. First shot good. Brady Carpenter. Back in the ballgame for LaPel, 33, Matt Carpenter, 6'4". Brady Judge going to take a breather. Brady Judge, 6'4", junior. Brady Carpenter, second shot. So good. 47-45. Dogs by two. The bounce pass, right side, Carpenter, off the glass, got the bucket. Like he got fouled, there was no call. Might have been an end one. Cherry thinking the same thing. 48 on the game clock. 9:45 out top of the basketball on the dribble. Carpenter works it down low. Reverse layup. Jackson Money couldn't get it. Way down rappel. If you're the timeline, challenge Jarrett. We're going up ahead to Carpenter. Craig, good little baseline. Whitty back out to Craig. By a three, long off the rim. Whitty go. Rebound, Brody Judge. Tipped away and picked up. I see him quigging. The jump ball from the possession arrow gives it to LaPel. Sam quigging on the floor in a hurry after the basketball. The best he could, he got the ball back on the next possession. Blue Devils going to get timeout on the floor. Timeout on the floor. Nolan Swan a little bit shaken up. He's okay. Going to take a little breather. No trainer out there. No coach. Can continue. 20 on the game clock, fourth quarter. 49-45, ball's in the front court. LaPel is going to be a foul on the play. And Tracy trying to get the steal. She's going to get called for the foul. So Tracy picked up his first foul. Tonight's ball game. Playing a clean ball game. They're all working hard. It's quite evident. We're going back out in the court. Whitty. Whitty works the left side. Brody Judge, single baseline, reverse layup is good. Carpenter, Matt Carpenter, reverse layup for two. He's 1:45. LaPel by six, out off the mark, three-point land. And Noah Swan, the ball comes down. Rebound the basketball, ball skips out of bounds, and they give it to LaPel. So, let me come out of this stop play here. Substitution back in the game. It's going to be number 21, Landon Spidell. Taking a breather is Sam Quigley. 57 left, fourth quarter. 51-45, ball brought in. Backcourt. Fell. Nolan Jarrett going to dribble across the sideline. Got the ball stolen. Tipped away by Nolan Swan. Carpenter back to Swan. Two-point bucket. Right side of the bucket in the paint. Nolan Swan for two. 51-47. 38 left. The quarter. On Jarrett, going to pass to the front court. Brody Judge. Take a three. It'll rim out. Wouldn't go. There's going to be a foul whistle. They're going to call a blockout foul. We're going to whistle this on Tipton. Rebound came down with Landon Spidell securing the basketball. Whistle this foul on Ryan Tracy. He has two now. So they're going to call this. In this shooting foul, it's going to be the fifth foul in the quarter. 2.5 minutes left. Blue Devils have five fouls in the quarter already. Shot up. Good. 24, Nick Whitty. Nick Whitty. He's a senior, 6'3". 52-47. Tail by five. Whitty going to get a second shot right here. Shot is also good. 53-47. Brought in from the backcourt. Grady Carpenter across the timeline. Right side, working against him is Vitti. They'll get it to Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in. Going to call a reach-in foul. Nearly a steal. Pretty Judge thought he had a clean steal. The ball free. And the official going to call a foul on Judge. Brody Judge has played basically the whole game. He's just now picking up his first foul in the game. That's three fouls on LaPel here in the fourth quarter. 4:22 left. Then ride the bucket. Nolan Swan. Brady Carpenter back to Nolan. Nolan's going to dribble in right outside the paint. He'll take a shot off the glass. A little strong. Down Brody Judge. Back to Talon Jarrett. Back to Witte. The pass across the timeline to Craig. They're going to skip pass right side. Dribble in. Brody Judge works it down low. Doesn't get the bucket. Going for the reverse layup. Carpenter. Carpenter going to shoot two. Landis Fidel trying to block the shot. Got a piece of the arm. Fidel going to pick up his third foul here in the ball game. 53-47. LaPel. Matt Carpenter. Foul strike. First one short off the rim. They'll get one more. Matt Carpenter is averaging 5.7 points game. Second guy off the bench for Coach Sherrick. His shot long, long. It's going to tear him high above the backboard. Comes straight through the hoop. The back end of a two-shot foul. Matt Carpenter. 54-47. 4 minutes left halfway through the fourth quarter. Going baseline there. Temptation dribble went baseline. To Carpenter. Reached in foul. Still on LaPel, number three. Talon Jarrett. Talon Jarrett picked up the foul. He's got three. On number four. So we're shooting the rest of the way on common fouls. Todd Art, three-point shot. Off the mark when Gil has Nolan Swan. Rebound, Matt Carpenter. A ball. And Sam Quigley, courtesy of Sam Quigley, blast up ball, going to get the ball back. Right here for Tipton. Blue Devils going to bring it in right of the bucket on the baseline. D. Carpenter. Trigger the inbound. 3:49 left. He'll bounce it in. It's a nice shot from Mark Wendell. Rebound, Nick Witte. Bounce it. Backcourt, across the timeline is Talon. Going to work it back in. Shot off the mark. Looks like he got an extra step in here. Direction to paint. 2 points later, wouldn't go for Grady Carpenter. Second shot wouldn't go. Carpenter got a second rebound. Third shot, he put it in. Paint. 54-49, a five-point ball game. Bring it down low, trying to hit Carpenter. Court pass intercepted by Nolan Swan. Swan trying to work it down low to safety at Tim's back. Set by Nolan. Now Brady Carpenter on the dribble. Carpenter working there against Witte. Outside the paint, going to work it back around. Top, Ryan Tracy going to dribble in. Sign off the glass. Nolan Swan. Point bucket good. And if he assists to Ryan Tracy, 3-point ball game. 3 minutes left. Back low. Going to be a slam dunk. Matt Carpenter. And a slam at the 51 contest, fell by five. Long three-point shot. Nolan Swan for three. Nolan Swan answers the slam dunk. A three-point bucket. Timeout on the floor. 56. 54. Out of contest. 34 left. 30 second timeout. I mentioned this game is in parts. Brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals, south edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. You can call them at 317-773-3800. Again, that's 317-773. 4-8-0-0, Indiana Express Rentals. They're in Noblesville. It's through Friday, 8 to 5, Friday, 8, 11 a.m. Ball brought in, backcourt. Judge tosses it in, Devin Craig, back to Brody. Gets in the backcourt, just one. Grady Carpenter now. Back there, Tracy. He returns. Front court right there is Talon Harris. Well, team passes out of it. Oh, three-point shot for Judge. Pretty Judge. That was McCraig. It tipped out. Picked up by Brody. Full baseline. Bodie Judge. He checked in during quarter break. We're going to back out. I should say the timeout break. So we're baseline. Two-point shot good on the layup. Brody Judge for two. 55 left. 58 54 from the ball from going out of bounds. Brady Carpenter back in. Front court now, LaPel on Jarrett. Free throw line, and a three-point shot on the way. Good. Brady Judge. Three-point shot is good. 1:36 left here in the fourth quarter. 51-54. Timeout on the floor. Will mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place. Enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, chips, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available. Every product they sell. A myriad of products you to choose from. Visit Runyon Truck Store. They're rural Atlanta, Indiana, pretty close to Elwood. You can dial them up by dialing 765-652-5130. 765-652-5130. Runyon Truck Store. Place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Bring that time out. And back in is Bodie Judge for LaPel. 36 left. 61-54. Calvin Fowl puts either team at the foul stripe. So he brought in backcourt. And Tracy goes trigger it in. Pressure in the backcourt by LaPel. Eddie's going to guard the basketball. Grady Carpenter across the timeline. Pass it out top. Noah Swan. Right side, Ryan Tracy. Pedal dribble back to Swan. To Grady, he'll take a long three. But off the mark, when Joe rebound, secured by Matt Carpenter. Takes it back, guard Devin Craig. To the front court, Brody Judge. It'll be a blocking foul, trying to keep him from going baseline. But Landon Spidell. Going to the foul stripe is going to be Brody Judge. He'll shoot two. Landon Spidell is going to pick up his fourth foul. A contest. We're going to see Sam Quigley in the ballgame for the first shot by Judge. Shot good. Brody Judge in the ballgame. And Quigley taking a breather. It's 21. Landon Spidell. Brody Judge going to get one more. 77% from the free throw stripe. Get one on the way. Got both of them. 63-54, a 9-point advantage for LaPel. 1:12 left. 1:10 left. Fourth quarter. Out top. 3-point shot on the way. You go. Noah Swan. Rebound. Cody Judge. Devin Craig. 1 minute left. Guard him in the backcourt double team. Timeout called by Coach Kevin Sherry. Call 30 seconds. Timeout. Both in the front court. 55.9 left. 53-54, LaPel in front. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Just turned the timeout into a 60-second timeout. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Indoor, outdoor storage. Tech storage. Protect your investments. Safe. RVs. Just vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. You can call them 317-774-500. Their number is 317-774-500. Or you can reach them on the web, www.aipsindiana.com. Again, that's aipsindiana.com. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage are conveniently located in Arcadia, Arcadia, Indiana, at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street. We're going to inbound the basketball. Head court. 5.9 LaPel going to inbound the basketball. Back right there, trying to get somebody open. Blue Devils playing defense. The pass going to get it in. The Bodie Judge will be a foul at the center court. The Judge will shoot two. Back in the ballgame. first shot. Well, you get second. We'll double check here. 33, Matt Carpenter. He's going to wait. First shot to take place. Free throw line, Bodie Judge. Shot on the way and good. 53.8 left. Quinn Wilkins is going to exit the ball game. Matt Carpenter in the ball game. Fell. One more, Bodie Judge at the foul stripe. He shot up and good. 65, 54, 52 seconds left. Front court, Jackson Money. Shot free throw line. Shot, where'd he go? Rebound, Nick Liddy. Kevin Craig with the basketball. You're going to bring it to the sideline. She will. You're going to pass out of it. You're going to be stolen by Noah Swan. He'll take a three. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound, put back. Jackson Money got the two. 55, 56, and 9-point advantage. 38 seconds left. Across the sideline on the dribble, Devin Craig. They're going to be fouled by Noah Swan on the pass. Noah Swan, pick up the foul. He's going to pick up number four in the ball game. Shot to the foul stripe, Devin Craig. Devin Craig shooting 72%. First shot up and good. 6-6. Falls by 10. 25.9 left. Second shot up and good. Devin Craig got both of them. 7-56. 2 seconds left. Court. Nolan Swan, way out top. Grady Carpenter launches a three. Long off the rim. When he goes, rebound, Jackson Money. To the corner, bring it back out. Ryan Tracy back to the corner. Jackson Money, short off the mark, 3-point land. Goes out of bounds. Nolan Swan going to spot it. Bounds off of the Pell Bulldog. 2.6 left, ball brought in. Grady Carpenter. For shot, short off the rim. When he go, rebound, Brody Judge. A critical piece of ball game, 32 minutes going by. The score, LaPel Bulldogs 67, Gibson Blue Devils 56. So that's going to complete the regular season. LaPel Bulldogs going to finish the regular season at 18-5. And Blue Devils going to finish the regular season at 21-2. As you all know, the season, the next playoff, everybody goes to 0-0. Now, Will mentioned, LaPel Bulldogs going to play the next week, first game. They'll play actually on Wednesday, Waukahani, LaPel, 7:30 contest, Wednesday the 28th. Be at Alexandria, Will mentioned, Blue Devils going to play next Tuesday, the 27th, Tipton Blue Devils will go again. Elwood Panthers, get 7 o'clock ball game. QuitmeInSports.com will be there. The winner of that game on Tuesday will play Eastern Thomas Friday night, March the 1st at 6 o'clock. So, check out here. We thank you for listening in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. And we'll mention, no matter, home or away, you're doing the teaching, the learning. Don't let it go. Ear burn.